subdued in the flats. It's very clear because there are recorded flats. But see, assessor does not have to follow or did not follow the subdivision acknowledgement because they're under the same property owner or the same property owner. And so and I do sympathize with the neighbors and concerns, and I think the idea of having some kind of local historic district may be explored to be a way to deal with it.
Can I ask we were kindly provided with the survey of National Register properties, and looking at that under the Timberlake Branham House, it lists the dimensions of the property as being 6.83 acres. And does that imply that the intention was to designate that entire property historic?
There was a historic survey. There was a historic property, as it was.
Which would have traditionally looked at the tax map and recorded the property size of the parcel being looked at as whatever the tax record shows. And again, it didn't, for whatever reason, they didn't pick up the three-year prior subdivision. So,
but just to give a more direct answer, so
I don't know. I don't know if you can imply that or not. Typically when you do those surveys, you take the tax parcel, and when you refer to the property and the size of the tax parcel. So the person doing the survey would have looked at it one parcel.
Would look in the book and see 5640.4 and that the size of that parcel was 6.8.
Right, and they would have been surveying the entire parcel. Now, whether or not when it got to be acted on, that was what was the intent, I don't know. But they would have looked at it as that one entire parcel. And there's no doubt that had the snafu not occurred with the property designation, that if it had truly been one property, it was completely eligible for the entire 6-plus acres to be designated at that time as an individually protected property. There's no doubt that that was eligible.
Well, maybe I should ask us in a different way. Since it was divided in 1989 into two pieces, right?
Right.
Could it have been designated both those pieces together at that time? I mean, the issue is trying to get at, was a mistake made, or where was a mistake made? Mistake made somewhere, or was...
There's a reason it was divided, so that you could designate one property to be historic. There's a very reason it was divided. This is my recollection.
That's what the property owner at the time says, that's the reason they subdivided it. They had no problem and supported the home being designated, but they didn't want the remaining property. That's easy to say now, and I'm not sure, but I have to take their word.
So there's, as it's presented to us, if we have an interest in creating a remedy, there's two choices, with one choice is to designate the lot that's empty, which sounds problematic. It doesn't really fit exactly the definition of that. And the other choice that you presented was, which is to do a more overall designation of a district.
Right.
Assuming a best case scenario of putting this at the top of your to-do list and getting it on agendas in an extremely timely fashion, putting it at the top of everybody's to-do list, how long would that take?
We believe that the survey work will be completed in 30 days. I said 60 to give a little fudge, but we've got, if you may recall, that I came to you a couple months ago and you allowed us to move some money to engage somebody to complete that, and we've done that. She is getting close to being finished. The national and state stuff will not go on the state agenda until December, the state designation, but this could go in front of that, and if it was done, let's split the difference and say 45 days, it could go to assuming the neighborhood is on board with whatever that comes out of it, it could go to an August BAR, September Planning Commission, and October City Council. And I would also add that we have no development proposals in line, and none that, they would almost have to meet that same schedule to get ahead of this. So.